This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America. Materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Franklin Armory, the home of the binary trigger, the Reformation line, and now Providence. Check them out. As it is, we're going to kick off tonight with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen, Roger Katz. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Bill.
So, what is brewing on your mind?
Well, Bill, as you know, because you were there with me, we came back from the NRA convention in Indianapolis at the end of April, and the Arbalest Quarrel started this month. With a series of articles, May 2nd, May 3rd, May 4th, Amaland Shooting Sports News was good enough to post our articles on their site. They're doing very well. They talk about gun control. We talk about sovereignty of the individual. We talk about our God-given right to bear arms. And we follow up those three articles with another three parts, 4, 5, and 6, on the radical left. So those were the headlines of our articles. The radical left, death and destruction of our country. The radical left, first order of business, disarming the public, us. The radical left attack and tries to silence Americans for defending the Bill of Rights against their socialist agenda. The radical left. And what we're hearing about a lot now on Fox News and other broadcasts is the question of the press. And that brings us to what I think we'd like to discuss a little bit further on your program. What can be done about a press that uses its powers not to protect a free republic, but to tear it down? The press, particularly that broad component of the press we call the mainstream media, which comprises a large complement of newspapers, cable news shows, radio broadcasts, but also includes the major internet platforms like Google's Chrome search engine and the internet social media giants, Facebook and Twitter, who seeks on behalf of itself and on behalf of many, many radicals on the left, including our politicians, many of them, the bureaucrats, our educators, globalists, to remove a popularly elected president, Donald Trump, to rewrite our nation's history and to constrain our rights and liberties, all to promote an agenda reflecting a bizarre new vision for this nation. One in conflict with that of our founders and a vision detrimental to the very republic and constitution this press claims to be protecting. This radical press and others seek to bludgeon and steamroll over everything that we hold dear, the constitution, freedom of speech, and press to curtail speech it disagrees with and to destroy a president it abhors. It's gotten out of hand. we must ask the question, how much power should the press have, and how do we protect ourselves in and our nation against abuses by the press?
Okay, and let me ask you this. How much power do you think they have? I want to know what they really have. I mean, if CNN didn't have the airports, nobody would watch CNN. So, I mean, how much do you think, I mean, if they were as powerful as they think they are, as they think they should be, then we'd be talking about Hillary Clinton taking, you know, trying to repeal this and get rid of that and attacking this right now. Because the press set us up for the coordination of that.
I understand what you're saying. And you ask a very, very good question. But I don't know the true answer to that because I haven't studied it in detail, except that I could say this, and this I can relate to, and I could experience. And I think I mentioned this in the past. It's the youth in particular. It's the uninformed, the misinformed that I worry about the most. The people that listen to the media, the mainstream media, and believe what they hear is true. And that is where I think their power lies. And that is what concerns me. And I talk to Roger often about this. I don't think that the press, I don't think that anyone should be able to say anything about anybody or anything that isn't true without some kind of penalty. Libel, slander, et cetera. And when you get a situation that happens, and in this case, let's say a school shooting, and you get two different stories, really different stories, one on CNN and one on Fox News, there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that. There's got to be some truth in reporting that has to be required by the government.
So who makes that determination as to where that line is drawn?
Yeah, well, that's where I think Roger, who did some legal research, is going to.
Here recently, did you know that in San Francisco, the cops went after a freelance videographer reporter who sold a death report for a former prosecutor, public defender, rather, and when he would not give up his sources to where he got this report from. They came in with a SWAT team and busted him and, you know, handcuffed him and let him watch while they took everything he had done over the last 29, 39 years. So, you know, on the one hand, the part that I like most about the press right now is that they're out there saying, well, you know, this is a constitutional crisis right now. Trump is this, he's that, he's a totalitarian, he's a Hitler, he's a this, a that, a Mao Zedong, and it's the left who's censoring. It's the left who's going after the press. It's the left. I mean, it was Obama that went after, what was that guy's name, Rosen, and Cheryl Atkinson was convinced she was being spied on. I mean, it's they who are doing it. So, you know, as far as the rest of them are concerned, I agree with you. They shouldn't. There should be some repercussion to it. But the whole problem with that is with the First Amendment, we're supposed to protect the most egregious of speech. And getting out there and asking somebody, okay, well, there needs to be a law. Are we willing to entrust the government with the First Amendment? Are we willing to give them the mechanism by which they can say, well, this is good and this is bad. And, you know, if it's bad, we're not going to allow it. If it's good, we're not going to allow it. And, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm not willing to go to that part. I took an oath to defend that First Amendment, that second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, all the way up to all of them that are included. Nobody released me from that. So that's my concern with it. We're coming up on the break. ArbitralSquirrel.com. That's where you can find the stuff that they write. This is where you find this. And it goes out from there. It goes out to Amoland.com. It goes out to TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And they come here on Wednesdays. In addition to trotting the globe and heading off to all of the gun shows. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
do check them out. I am talking to the guys from Arbola Squirrel about the media and et cetera, all their little picadillos they got going on. So I had to ask Roger, do you – now, let me ask you a question, Roger.
Sure.
And this is one I don't expect you to know the answer to this, but if we were to go look at all law passed from 1980 back, how many of those are actually, besides the obvious, you can't kill people, you can't do this, how many of these little laws about any of the details that are sort of beyond the constitutional purview to begin with, how many of them are actually upheld nowadays?
That is a difficult question to answer, Bill.
Because it seems like they pass a bunch of laws and forget them.
Well, we do know that where Congress decides that it is not interested in enforcing a particular law, it won't do so. And what comes to mind, our immigration law. There's a very specific law that says, and it's still a good law, and it says very clearly that anyone who comes into this country must be accounted for. If it's a an individual seeking asylum, refugee status, looking for a job, whatever it is, they have to be accounted for, their name, their whereabouts, all of that. And there's a specific law that talks about that. That law is not enforced. And how could it be enforced if you have a policy by the Democrats, especially, but with the connivance of some Republicans, too, that would allow, encourages mass migration across our borders, as if there are no borders, and wishes to have no account of those people. Well, obviously you have a law that says otherwise. That law is not enforced, and curiously, no one ever talks about it. I'd have to look it up for you if your listeners are interested, but it is clearly tied to the issue of sedition. It's one of the last laws that exist that really attempt to protect this country, where sedition is an evil act, and yet we tend to treat it as if the sedition we wish to enforce to protect the public, to protect our nation, is inherently evil, even though the law, it was intended originally, going all the way back, the first one in 1798, to protect against anything that would attempt to attack the reputation or bring a target into ridicule, hatred, scorn, or contempt of others. Now, the law of 1798 was put into effect by the Federalists. They had their personal agenda against Jeffersonians, but the courts didn't enforce it. I did point out a case that was used against a party in the press that attempted to ridicule the scorn, to create contempt and hatred of President Adams. And that law was applied to this person. And in the court's opinion, the court pointed out, how can the President of the United States do his job on behalf of the people to protect and preserve this nation and the Constitution, and to create in the eyes of the world a symbol of respect, when you have individuals in this country that would intend to tear him down, and in so doing, tear down an entire branch of government and an entire institution and an entire nation? Well, isn't that exactly what we see happening in great effect today with the press, with their attacks on Trump? is there not an attempt to destroy his reputation, to bring him into ridicule, hatred, scorn, contempt?
And Bill?
I don't think, yeah, go ahead.
Roger, what I was, in answer to Bill's question, you know, when do you see controlling the press? This would be the example. When they get to the point where they are fanning the flames to such a degree by all this distorted information and this bias reporting that it borders on sedition, which is what we're talking about now.
It is sedition, Stephen.
Well,
incitement of resistance to or insurrection against lawful authority. That's precisely what the press is doing. It's precisely what Democrats in Congress are doing. They're inciting the public. They're using misuse of their authority to attack another branch of government and, in essence, to attack this nation.
And I don't think that's what the First Amendment guarantees. Bill, I really don't. And that's what we're questioning now. And,
Okay. So I see that and, I get that, but here's the question back to that one. Okay.
Yeah.
One day there will be a time after Trump.
Right.
And we might be talking about a president, Cory Booker. We might be talking about a president, Joe Biden. We might be talking about a president, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And if in this particular case, they'll be the ones enforcing the law. Okay, they'll be the ones enforcing the law. I'm not arguing that these guys are doing some bad stuff. At the same time, my biggest thing is nobody's watching primetime anything anymore anyway. Most people are either watching Netflix, which is becoming a giant behemoth company, or YouTube, which has become a giant behemoth company, or they're doing something online. But when they're in charge of enforcing the law, if we get out there and we put something in place to where they can quench something that is designed to keep sedition from happening, who's to keep them from saying that it would have been sedition to point? It would be seditious to point out that Hillary Clinton sold our uranium stuff to the Russians. That would be seditious. But we're going to break. We're going to break. So hang on to that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 16-year-old accused of shooting her classmates at a school in Colorado will be tried as an adult.
The 16-year-old is charged with first-degree murder as an adult. And there are a bunch of other charges that did not come up in open court that I can't discuss.
Castle Rock, Colorado District Attorney George Brockler announcing the upgraded charges on the girl and the 18-year-old accomplice, who were both in court on Wednesday for a status hearing. The suspects are due back in court next month. Authorities are investigating the crash of a charter helicopter this afternoon in the Hudson River. NYPD Assistant Chief Stephen Hughes describes the injuries involved in the crash.
The pilot's a male, 34 years old. He only suffered an injury to his left hand. There was a dock worker that was attempting to get out of the way of the helicopter and was coming down, slipped, and injured his right wrist.
The FAA has said they will be investigating the incident, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. We're having a righteous back and forth as we're going along. We had just gotten to the point where this was where it would be, and then I had to go to break. So please pick it up wherever you are.
Well, Bill, unfortunately, I'm going to have to say goodnight to you guys for this rest of the program. Something just came up, but Roger will definitely do a good job. Before I leave the program for tonight only, I did have a conversation with Freddie about what we were going to talk about, Freddie at Ameland.
Right.
And we were talking about, you know, possible blockage of information and interference with getting the news out, and to ensure that we get the news we want and need, Freddie was suggesting that I mention that everyone that's interested in getting Ameland subscribe to their daily email list, and he told me it was free and it was easy to do. And I thought that would be a pretty good idea with Arbalest Quarrel as well, because it's free and it's easy and you get everything that we put out when it comes out. We're talking about, you know, the concerns about getting, I guess, filtered by Facebook, Twitter, Google, et cetera, that some people are concerned about. And it goes in line with what we're talking about tonight as well. The media, freedom of the press, the speech, the powers that you're questioning about the government. Where just how far do we go? Where do we draw the line? Again, Roger and I take the position that something's got to be done when it borders on sedition. And again, I'll let Roger continue. I apologize for not being able to stay with you. Okay.
Okay. Hope everything goes well.
Everything.
Good night, Steve.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
So let me ask you this, Roger. Now, if let's say. What he's talking about is called, referred to as deplatforming, which you can't be deplatformed because you have a website. You also publish on other websites, so you can't be deplatformed that way. None of those things are dependent upon social media. Social media is a new thing.
But it's a very powerful.
It is, but I mean, like Facebook right now, Facebook is their stock value, I think, is still down. What I'm boiling down to is this. Before there was Facebook, there was MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And MySpace was pretty big. And then it chilled really quick. And everything on the internet chills in time. And Facebook will chill. And it'll be gone whether we want it to be or not. And the thing that... Here's my big question, coming back to all of this. With sedition, when was the last time anybody was ever brought up on charges of sedition?
Well, there were a few cases, and one of the major cases, which actually was the basis for, overturning repealing outright the Sedition Act of 1798 would have been the Sullivan case. And that case in 64, there was the New York Times had written a scathing story against an official, I believe it was in Alabama, and it had to do with certain actions he took on certain, I guess, civil rights matters. But there were certain aspects of that story that were completely false. All right. And what this particular newspaper had done was inconsistent with Alabama law that did have its own sedition statute. New York Times took that case up to the Supreme Court. And they created a standard that's very difficult to overcome. What they said was, well, it's not enough that a story is simply false. It has to be maliciously so. A newspaper is given carte blanche to say whatever it wants, even if the stories that it tells are basically false. Because it's very difficult to get into the mind of anyone. To the mind of an editor, a reporter, or the publisher of the New York Times itself, to determine a malicious intent. But the problem is this. The fact is, you're talking about Facebook and other companies and how long will they last, and in the great scheme of things, nothing lasts. The Roman Empire lasted 1,000 years. If this country could last another couple hundred, I would say we've done quite well, and probably a lot better than any other nation on the face of the earth, perhaps from China, which we seem to be selling out to. But the problem is this. Facebook, at the moment, is extraordinarily powerful. And there was something that Zuckerberg had said that is a bit scary. And I'd like your listeners to consider what he said in the context of the First Amendment, which says Congress shall make no law, among other things, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Congress shall make no laws. In other words, the idea behind that First Amendment was the concern that the founders had that government, that a strong central federal government would be so powerful that unless a Bill of Rights were put into effect that limited the powers of Congress to create laws that would impact on basic liberties, we would devolve into tyranny and in due course. But the fact is that the founders could not have anticipated just how powerful some of these corporate entities would be. And what Mark Zuckerberg said was this: in a lot of ways, Facebook is more like a government than a traditional company. We have this large community of people, and more than other technology companies, we're really setting policy. Now, the policies that this guy is setting has to do with constraining speech, and they have been pretty successful at it. Remember the first attempt, and I think they Twitter and Facebook were just flexing their muscles a little bit when they decided to take down Alex Jones. Now, Alex Jones may have press outlets on certain platforms.
Alex Jones is on my network. I'm on his. Which,
all right.
I tell you
what,
we're coming up on the break, though. We're coming up on the break, so let's pick this up when we get back on the other side.
Sure.
Talking about how these guys flex their muscles and come at us and take stuff away from us, and they do. They try to do that. However, even though they take Alex Jones off of Facebook, he's not silenced, not by any stretch. But we'll continue with the conversation when we get back with Roger from Arbalest Quarrel, which you can find at arbalestquarrel.com, ammoland.com, and The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/18/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/15 and rewards for details.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger. Go check them out at franklinarmory.com. I've been talking to Roger. Well, started out with Steven, and Steven has had to take off. So, Roger, I'm going to let you do most of the talking so you can map out your, because I've been interrupting you a lot, and I apologize.
No,
please.
No, not at all.
Okay.
There are important questions, and very powerful questions that require a very well-reasoned answer, if I can provide you with that.
Right.
I think the point that you're trying to make, Bill, is that basically it's very difficult, if not impossible, to silence everyone that might have a message that does not, let's say, fit the basic left-wing liberal vision today.
Right.
That seems to be the most popular and the most vociferous of all communication out there. The problem is that they're doing their level best to curtail conservative speech. And even if that's difficult, I think what is really problematic and what we haven't seen before, and we're seeing it with a vengeance now coming up to the 2020 presidential election, is an attempt to silence all speech that would tend to support Trump. And obviously, this is not by accident.
Right.
And I just took a look during the break, taking a look at Facebook. There was a, one of the links that indicated that Facebook was now curtailing accounts of various right-wing groups in Great Britain. I don't recall that he's doing anything to curtail the speech of far left groups like Antifa.
Sure.
But it shows that there's a definite bias, and that's all well and good. But the fact is that these are very, very powerful platforms that are able to generate a tremendous audience of literally billions of people. And it's very difficult for that to be duplicated in a small platform, assuming that an individual can get the capital to set something like that up. So the question is, well, there are a couple things. Will this have a tremendous effect on the 2020 presidential campaign season? I think it very well could. And secondly, why should they be doing this at all? And the problem, again, is you look at the First Amendment, which basically is a bar on the government to restrain speech. And the idea being, especially when you consider sedition, the idea was that, well, the threat of a tyrannical government would be greater than any threat of a newspaper or a web blog or a cable news station saying something that was untrue and maybe even maliciously so. But the fact is that these concerted attacks on Trump are insidious in the very way that they claim constantly that Trump is the autocrat, that he is the tyrant. And we hear this on MSNBC, on CNN, in the newspapers, and they all use the same code words, the same slogans, the same messaging. So you know that they're working together. And this, I think, has become the greater threat. And it's coming at a time when I wish that the Sedition Act of 1789 was still in force. Because we could say very clearly and categorically that there is a very large concerted attempt by very powerful organizations funded by very powerful people, George Soros and others, through their own organization, that are attempting to silence a particular viewpoint. And it's unfortunately a viewpoint that tends to support the vision of this country that was put in effect by the founders of the Republic, by the framers of the Constitution. The worst of it, of course, and I want to end with this, is the attacks on the Second Amendment. And you know why they're doing that.
Well, I do, but
go ahead.
You were talking about MSNBC, okay? And that's that. There's NBC, there's CNN, there's MSNBC, there's ABC.
There's a lot of
all those other. MSNBC, during prime time from Monday to Sunday, their average total viewers are 1,900,019.
Yeah, which is a drop in the bucket from what they had, I suppose.
Well, it's a drop in the bucket from what they had, but, I mean, you can look at these ratings and figure out where this is coming from. I mean, you can look at that and figure that out. It's most of these people's ratings, and Rachel Maddow is the highest rated show they have. Where do you think she's being watched the most?
Well, she's being watched, obviously, by those that are interested in her message, whoever
yes.
they are.
The big demographic that everybody's looking for is 25 to 54. Their prime time demographic in that slot is 312,000 people, which is less than the capital city of South Carolina. It's half of what the capital mm-hmm. city of South Carolina is. So while, yeah, they're saying all this stuff and all this other stuff, I don't think they're loud and everything, and we're paying attention to them because we're like, you know, this isn't fair. This isn't right. Why can't they be impartial? Well, because they want to be in charge. And what is the hallmark of all socialists that want to be tyrants, right? They're always thinking, well, I won't be one of the serfs.
Right.
But eventually they, I mean, I'm sure that was the media complicit in Venezuela. I'm sure to a degree they were for a while, and then they got taken over. And now what are they? So, These socialist wannabes, they amuse me simply because they have no idea what they're asking for. Because if they got it, they'd be the first ones coming to you saying, hey, you're one of those Second Amendment guys, right? You got guns? So,
you know, as part of their messaging, they always attempt to secure the high ground morally, the moral high ground. Their idea is that, well, whatever we want to impose and impose it is on the American public, it's for their own good because we have the best interest of everyone.
Sure, sure, yeah.
Very, very dangerous attitude. But it's
I'm going to give you an example of this before we go, just so we can. In California, you know, they have wildfires, and coming up on wildfire season for them. Do you want to know what they're going to do? Well, the wildfires were caused by trees in badly maintained areas taking down power lines and sparking fires. They're going to cut off the power when it's windy in California. They're going to be like Venezuela, you know, on purpose. That's their, and they're the ones that know how to do it better than everybody. They're more enlightened. So, but your points are all well taken. But at the same time, sometimes I think we're giving them more credit than they deserve. Arbalest Quarrel. You can find the stuff that Roger writes, all these things he's talking about, at arbalestquarrel.com. And also, he's also a featured writer at amoland.com, in addition to the truthaboutguns.com. Keep it up, Roger. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying that...
No, you should be honest, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for coming on with me tonight.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.